Now watch what he said in verse 19. Y'all looking at it. Let's go to verse 19. Thank you. And for thy sake, this is what Jesus said. For their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. This is how you got sanctified through the truth. I want y'all to stay with me now. Keep going. Come on. There you go. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. How many of y'all in this house have believed on Jesus through their words, what the apostles and the rest, forefather taught? Anybody? Are you a believer tonight, or you just a bench warmer? Are you a believer tonight? Have you believed on Jesus because you read this word? And I want you to listen now. We're talking about the integrity of the word of God. If God said it, it's so. God is not a man that he should lie. All right. Glory to God. Verse 21. Where do we stop at? Verse 20. Let me do verse 20 again. Hallelujah. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Why did he do this? That they all may be one. Can't you see what God is doing? Can't you see what he said? Can you see what he did? This is the prayer Jesus praying. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, are in me, and I in thee, that they also may be what? One in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. The enemy who tries to, I was telling probably Brother AJ, because he and I were hunting today, so that's probably who I said it to. That a man came to that's who it was. I said, I don't think I had nobody say it to me, but I remember reading, and Brother Hagin's told it, Dad told us. A man came to him and said, Brother Hagin, I want you to pray for me. It's what for? I want you to pray that the devil don't bother me anymore. He said, well, you want me to pray that you die? He said, no. He said, well, that's the only way you're going to get out of it. That's the only way you're going to stop the devil from messing with you. That you die and get out of this world. As long as you're in this world, I don't care how old, how young, how holy, how many scriptures you know, how many you don't know, he's going to mess with you. But he prayed that we will be one with him, and we get a revelation of this in our spirits, how one I am, how one you are, how one we are with the Lord. So when Satan shows up with his lies, it doesn't move you. I shall not be moved. I remember as a boy that growing up in church at Bethlehem, there was a man who sang that song because there was some things men were coming forth And he just didn't agree with him. He would say, get up and say, I shall not be moved. And anyway, but this is true in the right sense. I don't care what Satan throws at you, you should not let it move you when you know you've been made one with the Lord. How much better can you get than being one with the Lord? I'm going to ask it again. How much better can you get? Do you know anything any better than being one with God? God said, Jesus prayed this, and then Ephesians tells us, Colossians, all through the epistles, we are Christ's body. Amen. How much more one can you be? You got a head on your body. Are they separate? Your head's over there and that seat over there and your body over here. Wherever your head goes, your body's there. God wants us to get this revelation in our spirits. Whoever God is, so am I. Whoever Jesus is, so am I, because we are his body. And then once we get the revelation, see, the word works in our spirits, not in our heads. It works in our spirits. And this is why, and I believe E.W. Kenyon, I know I heard Dad Hagin say, and I believe E.W. Kenyon said, that to have to tell believers to believe, it is because the word had lost its value. Here in America. Then I was meditating on that, and then the Lord brought this thought up in my spirit. He said, this woman with the issue of blood, she didn't have no Bible. She just heard. And she believed. He said, how many times? This is not to say you need to keep doing it, because that's how we get it, repetition. But this is what happened. We have been fed so much religion and opinion of men till it makes the believer hard for them to believe. But for a believer, it shouldn't be a problem, because that's who you are. You are a believer. Now say, I'm a believer. Say it again.